senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
When the power of God's hand is upon you, you know what God is leading, directing you, and calling you into a service that shall not fail, but a service that shall elevate Him. And as I think about God's creative power, we are witnessing to all the splendor that is associated with it. I think about what God did. Barad, God who creates all things from non-existing things. It is the God of glory who spoke things into total existence. He barrauded everything that we see, everything that we know, everything that we can comprehend. God had a purpose and a plan for it. And when God said, let there be, God went through with all the things that He was doing, because I'm reminded of what Jesus said. Because He said, in my Father's house, I'm going to prepare something for you. Yes. Help me, Holy Spirit. God is still working things out for our good. Every detail reminds us of His love and the beauty that He has placed in the world. So in knowing this psalm, the psalmist said, in that 100 said, we are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That word joyful means to be glad.
That's right.
To be happy.
Yes.
To be excited. Yeah, I'm crazy about the Lord. To be delighted. And every now and then when the Holy Spirit gets you, it rocks you.
Yeah.
Every now and then when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you say things that baffle the universe. When the Holy Spirit get on you, you are a uniquely different person. You say things and you don't know why, but God is ordering our footsteps. And what God is up to is what man needs right now, because there's some noise that's permeating the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
But I am responding to that word joyful. For in Psalm 122 and 1, it says, I was glad, Brother Gaines, when he said, let us go into the house of the Lord. When you walked through that door, you should have been shouting. I was glad. That makes it personal. That I is a personal pronoun, and God has made it personal with us. So when you walked through that door, you should have been glad when you entered into the house of the Lord. For it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Through my trials, through our tribulation, through our ups and through our downs, I'm glad that the Lord has found us, delivered us, reconciled us, redeemed us. But most of all, our God did something so unique. He saved us. Anybody saved?
Yeah.
For we are in the Lord's house this morning, and there should have been some joyful noise, and that joyful noise should penetrate the atmosphere. That expression, pure joy and eagerness for congregational worship, coming out of the Lord's house, worshiping, honoring God, and praising Him for who He is and what He has done. And if you are honoring Him, what noise are you making today? If we define noise, joyful noise, what about noise? Noise is a disturbance. And a disturbance seems to disrupt things. But today, a noise is being implemented within the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. Speak now. This noise today, we're experiencing all types of disturbance, confusion, disagreement, persecution, deaths. Those things are coming, and those things we are experiencing. For there's the noise of inflation. Maybe we've been the pinnacle of everything as a nation and as a people, but every nation that turned their back against God, those nations ultimately failed. And when we leave God out of the equation, we're setting ourselves up for failure. So there is the noise of inflation. Anybody seeing and hearing inflation? There's a noise of reduction in jobs, and there's a noise of cutting food programs out, and there's a noise of medical programs eliminated. There's a noise of potential military conflict. Are you hearing the noise? And yet, in the midst of all of the noise, it becomes difficult to focus on what truly matters. This world has never been designed to be our own. But we're so comfortable here that we love this body. We love this place. But Jesus said, I go to prepare something better for you. For what we have here and now is temporary, but where we're going and what we're going to get is permanent and eternal. So the noise are changing the way we think, because we no longer worship like we used to worship. We no longer serve the way we used to serve. We no longer give the way we used to give. But God is consistent in blessing us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't bless him. God is giving us more than what we deserve in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't give to him. But that reminds me of one thing. It's called phileo. When we have that type of God type of love, then that love overlooks a multitude of faults. And God is looking over us, and he's eliminating all of the faults through something called grace and his mercy. My brothers and sisters, man may try to control the world, but God, that's a conjunction, is still in control. Kings and leaders may try to control the world, but God is still in control. When we as believers make a joyful noise unto the Lord, it singles out the object of our worship and our praise. In these moments, as we lift him up, our voices in praise cut through the confusion and reminds us of our purpose. Why are you here? We come to serve and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My brothers and sisters, God is moving us closer to him. Our joyful noise become an act of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When our faith is activated, it opens up the blessing that God has designed for each and every one of us. You do know that God got an escrow account for you. The banks may fail, but God's bank will never fail because it has a multitude of blessing. For God inhabit the praises of his people. And our praises then become a powerful declaration. Our praises become a powerful declaration of what God is up to. And what God is up to is something so permanent, so great, so magnificent that the world can't understand our joy. My brothers and sisters, I can honestly say that the noise we are experiencing today is nothing more than a distraction. And the Lord is telling us to stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Then the psalmist said, come unto me. Come before his presence with singing. Grandma, Brother Weston, and Grandpa had a song. And the song didn't have words. And Dwayne, they would moan. And they used to say, oh Lord. Any moaners in the house? Grandma and Grandma know how to receive the blessing from the Lord and not say a word. And that moan was it was in Morris Code, Brother Parker. It was Morris Code, and the enemy don't understand that Morris Code, because when Grandma and Grandpa got to sing, God understood that there was an SOS that was calling out to God. And I can imagine in my mind, come here, Micah, you are a warrior. My people are calling upon me. And the enemy that's been messing with you all your life has to back up, because the enemy cannot deal with Micah. So when you use your moan, God is activating. God is activating his power. He's letting the heavenly rain see that he is still in control. And the enemy cannot deal with the power of our God. He may approach him like he approached him with Job, but he couldn't stay in his presence because he's a fallen angel. And a fallen angel is still an angel with all the power that he have that God gave him. And God gave him that power. He did not break it, but he dropped him. God dropped him from the heavenly rain to his presently place here on earth. And he's messing with your mind, because he can't do nothing else without permission. And so God is still in control. And when we moan, the enemy has to back up.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
You've heard about it. Now it's time to experience the Anointed King Cuts difference. Located in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza at 4519 Lee Street, you get fast, professional, and courteous service. From Caraman and Angela King, you can get every haircut and every style, including a wig install, braids, dreads, quick weaves, sew-ins, and hair restoration. Appointments preferred, but walk-ins are welcome. The number is 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts at 4519 Lee Street in the Diamond Beauty Supply Plaza. Your one stop for every hair care need.
Another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
A non-attorney spokesperson.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. When choosing a lawyer, it's important that it will be one that has compassion, empathy, experience, and is willing to fight for you. Attorney Jonathan Goins is that attorney. Attorney Goins grew up with humble beginnings and has always excelled in every part of his life. He is driven to succeed and works hard for his clients because it can become overwhelming getting slammed.